This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
If you have the federal shutdown blues, either because you're not being paid or you've had enough from politicians, pundits, analysts, and the rest, hear now a moment of wisdom. We wanted to see what Congress might learn from the mouths of seventh graders. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
It's a busy Wednesday morning at the private Lowell School in Washington.
Good morning.
Teacher Sarah Smith is herding rambunctious seventh graders into their seats for the first class of the day, Humanities, part of the curriculum, Government.
I'm going to introduce Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
I'm a special guest this morning, here to get the seventh grade perspective on the shutdown. These kids have a front row seat for the shutdown show. I start by asking, who knows somebody who works for the government? Hands shoot up.
Yeah, my dad works for EPA.
My aunt works in the Senate.
These students are paying attention. So when I ask them, hey, what's your advice for Congress? They're ready. Naomi Steinglass goes first.
I don't know whether this would work, but maybe if the government had a certain amount of money for each thing they would want to buy. So like they would have a section of money for like schools and a section for healthcare.
You know what, Naomi? Believe it or not, that's how the government is supposed to work. I explained that Congress didn't pass the budget bills this year, and the government shut down. I asked the kids for more ideas. Ari Katz has something to say. He's the one whose aunt works in the Senate.
I think Congress should allow the government an allowance.
Ari says when the money runs out, the spending stops. Heads nod in agreement. These kids know how allowances work. It's sort of like a balanced budget amendment. Isabel Alvarez raises her hand. She's the daughter of the EPA employee. She takes that balanced budget idea one step further.
The government should start setting aside like 5% of their money that they get from taxes so that they can start paying off the debt.
With that last little bit of earnest wisdom, class is over, and the kids get back to their world of allowances, limits, and raising their hands to speak. Yep. Congress could learn a lot from a seventh grader. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.